You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we celebrate the life of an American songwriter, musician, and record producer.
Versatile musician, songwriter, record producer, composer, and U.S. Army veteran Alan Toussaint died Monday night after a concert in Madrid. He was 77. The son of a railway worker who played the trumpet on the weekends, Toussaint is widely considered a crucial figure in New Orleans music, a connector of gospel, R&B, pop, and rock and roll styles, long before crossing over genres became commonplace. As one veteran music producer said in the New York Times obituary, Toussaint was the crucible of New Orleans music. While the soft-spoken Toussaint never became a household name, the average radio listener certainly heard a song he wrote or worked on, and many covers of Toussaint songs sold millions of copies, particularly in the 1960s and 70s. Fortune Teller, which Toussaint wrote for Benny Spellman, became a standard among British invasion rock bands from The Who to the Rolling Stones. Artists from Boz Scaggs to the Pointer Sisters found their way onto the charts with Toussaint songs, and he worked on records with Paul McCartney, Elvis Costello, Paul Simon, and even produced LaBelle's 1974 number one hit, Lady Marmalade. Here's a particularly funky Toussaint number called Yes We Can, sung by Lee Dorsey, a New Orleans singer with whom Toussaint enjoyed a string of pop and R&B hits in the 60s and 70s.
Together with one another, iron out their problems and iron out their quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another, and do respect other women of the world. Just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live,
and help each man be a better man with the kindness that you give. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Oh, we can. We if we want. Yes, we can. Can.
I know we can make it work. I know we can make it if we try.
Oh, yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Break us your mind. Yes, we can. I know we can. Can.
Take care of the truth. A better man with the kindness that you give. I get together, get together now. I get together, get together now.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Can. Yes, we can.
I get together.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Can. Yes, we can. Can. Oh, I can. We if we want.
That's Lee Dorsey with Yes We Can Can. Next, we have a Cleveland native that mixes together elements of ambient music, New Age, and prog.
Not to be confused with the former baseball slugger, Mark McGuire is a musician living in Los Angeles, where for the last 2 years he's been self-recording his latest record of lush, proggy rock music beyond belief. McGuire recently told the online publication Thump that the album is an accompaniment to a sci-fi story written by his fiancé about a futuristic human race sharing in a collective consciousness more powerful than the individual's imagination. Naturally, there are lots of noodly guitar solos. But Beyond Belief proves much more satisfying than a whole record's worth of aimless jamming. Often leaving the rhythms relatively quiet, McGuire's front-loaded this record with gorgeous layers of guitar, pianos, and synthesizers. And just as you let your guard down to start appreciating their beauty, he brings the drums back up for a big, rushing, very loud finish. Check it out. Thank you.
It's Mark McGuire with the Nacalls off his new album, Beyond Belief, which is out today on Dead Oceans. Finally, we have some new music from the daughter of actors Kevin Kline and Phoebe Cates.
Every day, the tools needed to record and distribute music get less expensive, which is perhaps nowhere more evident than the Bandcamp page of the New York City band Frankie Kosmos, which boasts more than 40 albums and EPs, and looks less like a traditional recording artist discography and more like the online journal of a teenager. In fact, you get the sense that the band's songwriter, Greta Kline, has been using the space for just that, by parsing through the homemade album covers, listening to a self-recorded song here and there, and reading some of the very specific titles, like Skinned Elbow equals Now You're Cool, and Ingrid, You've Done It Again. Kline's self-awareness and wry wit made Frankie Kosmos' first studio album a standout last year, and now the band's back with a new song, simply titled Young, that packs a lot into just 2 minutes. Have a listen.
With this I'm scraping by, at least it's cute that I tried. I wrote some songs that I sung.
That's Frankie Kosmos with Young, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC has Dave Cathy's feature on new Oklahoma City seafood restaurant, The Drake. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.